Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 146. And boy, do I have some goodies for you today.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork. Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 146. My name is Brendan Lowe. I'm your host as always, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for your support. I don't take that lightly, and I truly, truly appreciate it. So here's what's going to happen is that for all the hardcore listeners out there who listen weekly, every time we release a podcast, right, it pops out. And I know there's people out there like that because I do the same thing for certain podcasts. I'm like, oh, a new podcast, and I listen right to it. I stay up to date on all the current events and get all the news. But for those people out there, I'm going to give you, drop some news on you right now. And so what we're going to do is we are going to re-release the membership area, our main course curriculum in two parts. And actually, that's a simple subdivision because it's going to be it's going to be six parts, actually. Now, the first stage is going to be, we're going to be re-releasing the main course curriculum with some nice edits, some nice changes in the navigation, some different things that you'll see. And again, for a lot of the older members, we're kind of reverting back to a lot of the original designs before we moved onto this new platform. And I wanted to create a real amazing experience for people, right? Something different when they logged in. And that's exactly what the original designs gave us. And then we moved to a new educational platform for certain technical issues and things like that. But since then, we've ironed those things out. And we're going to be moving back to the original kind of designs and feel of Jazz Piano School, which, you know, in my opinion, I think is what made Jazz Piano School what it is, besides all the amazing content, right? But it's going to have even more of that amazing feel to it. And so what's going to come with that, again, like I said, is going to be a lot of easy navigation, some bells and whistles on the content pages that you can use, and I don't want to give it all away, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. I'm pumped. So because of that, I had to rebuild every single page in Jazz Piano School, right? And I have to rebuild the beginner, the intermediate, the advanced courses, all the specialty courses. I have to rebuild essentially every single page I created. I don't know if you guys are familiar with WordPress or anything like that or any tech stuff, but just imagine building a web page, right? So you build one web page. Now, in Jazz Piano School, there's 1,200 web pages, right? And I had to go in and edit every single link. I had to edit every single design of every single page. Now, I'm not done yet, but that's my plan. And for a lot of the members out there, you probably haven't heard from me recently. I am in the trenches right now doing that. And I will be finished with the beginner course coming up here in the next week or so, which is going to be awesome. So what we are going to do is we're going to relaunch the beginner, intermediate, and advanced portions of the main course curriculum. Now we're going to advance, relaunch those in stages, right, and release them to the public. And you know, obviously, all members who are currently members now, will get access to the new content, and we'll be able to switch over. We're going to release all of those, and then what I'm going to do is, like I've been saying, is I'm going to refilm all new content. So again, I was using older mics, I was using older lights, older software. I'm going to refilm all new content with all the new practice videos, and I'm going to plug the new content into the new design, and then we're going to have a huge, another re-release of everything in general. Once I've kind of refilmed all the new content for the main course curriculum, we're going to do a re-release of that with all the new content, the practice tracks, the practice videos, the new lesson videos, the new the new, let me see. Oh my God, I'm losing my train of thought right now. The new lesson tests at the end of the lesson. Sorry about that. Woo. So, yeah, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So, that's what's going on now. Stay tuned, right? We will be sending out emails to people about the relaunch of the beginner course. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to have an opportunity to buy the beginner course, just the beginner level if you want. And we don't normally do this. We sell the main course curriculum as a whole, right? Beginner, intermediate, advanced, because I want people to move through the whole thing, right? And I want people to have it all so you can jump around or you can use our step-by-step journey approach, which I love. And so that's why I don't usually do that. But if you are just a beginner player and you just want to buy the beginner course, obviously it's going to be cheaper for you to get the whole thing, lifetime access to our main course curriculum. But if you do want to buy just the beginner course or just the intermediate course or just the advanced course, you are now going to have an opportunity to do that for a limited time only when we do relaunch these areas. So just the thing to watch out for. And if you're on our email list, again, make sure you go into your promotions tab in Gmail and move any of our emails over into your inbox. That way we can stay consistent on top and priority in your mailbox so you don't miss anything that we send out, right? So again, we send out a lot of information to email, updates, changes, promotions, and a lot of free content coming directly into your inbox. And we've also made a lot of changes members have asked for in the site as well. People wanted all the podcast materials available to members, all the Lick of the Week transcriptions available to members, and all of the workbook exercises, things like that. They've slow down, speed up video options. We've made all that available to members. So for members, it'll be a lot of new stuff coming the first wave around. And again, obviously the second wave when I film all the new content over and plug it in, it's going to be a whole nother round of goodies, right? Christmas is going to keep coming like four times a year this year. It's going to be awesome. All right. So that's going to be an amazing, amazing thing. So that's what I have to say. Besides that, again, just check your inbox. We're going to send all the information to your inbox, and you're going to get all the everything you need to sign up and get the re-release, the launch of our new site coming beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Okay. Sterling has an amazing, amazing podcast episode coming right at you right now. Amazing, fun stuff. I love viewing his material. I love watching it. I'm learning so much. And we also have a new amazing person coming to our content staff, our JPS staff. That's going to be Trent Bryden. So I'd like to give a shout out to Trent and welcome him on. He's going to be doing his first blog post, and then I think we're going to be getting him to do some podcasts as well. He was originally a Jazz Piano School member. He signed up for Jazz Piano School a long, long time ago, probably about 4 years ago, I think. And right when we had first started, he went through school, an amazing, amazing pianist, and he's graduating, and he's going to be coming on our staff, writing content, helping us film content, and sharing his education to all of you guys and the rest of the world free on all of our content education platforms, right? Our blog, our podcast, our Lick of the Week, and so on and so forth. So that's going to be super, super exciting. I have spoken enough. So with that being said, let's get right into this amazing episode by Sterling.
So we're going to start off working on these block chords over the tune Bye Bye Blackbird. Now for this tune, we're going to be working in an F major tonality. And our block chords are going to take on sort of an F major 6 sound. It's going to look like this. So we're working with 6 notes. So in F, we've got F, A, C, D, and F. So D is our major 6. Now you can voice these a couple of different ways. Right now I'm working with 4 notes in my right hand and 1 in my left. Over the years, I found this pretty comfortable. You can also split the notes more evenly between your hands, going with maybe two in the left hand and three in the right hand, or at times three in the left hand and two in the right hand. Now that's up to you, whatever's most comfortable. So in order to play melodies, we're going to have to use notes outside of just the chord tones. And the way we can do this is by harmonizing the notes in between. Now, if we have a scale, you can harmonize it like this. And this is a very common way that you'll hear people like George Shearing, Bill Evans harmonize using block chords. Now, what we're doing here is placing a diminished chord on the notes that are non-chord tones. So if we start on F, we've got a chord tone. That's our F major 6. And when we get to G, we are going to put a diminished chord underneath it. And that takes us back to the next chord tone, which is A. So that will look like this. And if we go through the whole scale, and back down, so basically we're alternating between F major 6 and diminished chords. And you'll notice that I put a passing tone in between two of the scale degrees. This will come in handy later when we have melodies that incorporate chromaticism, and it also accommodates another one of our tones of our diminished chord. So it adds in that D flat. So again, that's... So I've got that passing tone in between C and D flat. C and D, I mean. So the whole scale all together. Okay, now that we've got that covered, let's put it into the tune. So here's Bye Bye Blackbird harmonized using block chords. So there's the first half of that tune using just the F major 6 and the diminished passing chords that we just learned. Now this also reminds me of a record Oscar Peterson plays the George Gershwin songbook. He has some tunes on there where the entire melody is phrased in block chords. So that's a good place to go looking for some ideas. One thing that you'll hear Oscar do is add some sort of ornaments underneath the chord to give it a little extra flair. And he accomplishes that with his left hand underneath, and that sounds kind of like he's adding little grace notes underneath. So check this out. So it's kind of like that. It's like a little chromatic grace note at the bottom, just for a little extra flair. So on this melody, it sounds like this. So that gives it a little more style, and you know, you can play around with that to put your own individual stamp on it. Now for the rest of this melody, we're going to venture a little outside of the realm of F major 6 because the chord changes require it. So when we get to the next part of the melody, we're moving into more of like a G minor land. So here's the next part of the melody. So at the beginning of that phrase, the melody note starts on a B flat. And we're going to harmonize that with sort of a G minor 7, or you could also see it as a B flat major 6. So we've got, in between, we got a B flat, D, F, G, B flat. So if we think again of sort of our chord tones versus non-chord tones, we've got G, so that's our sort of G minor 7. And then next, we're going to harmonize it again with, you guessed it, a diminished chord. So there's our diminished passing chord. And you can try that with me. We're going in G, G, up to D, back down to G. So again, when we have the melody there, we're going to use some of those diminished passing chords to give it some color in between. All right. Sounds pretty good so far. Now, once you have a handle on those aspects of harmonizing the melody, we can start to add a few different techniques to sort of vary things up. Now, if you take another look at our voicings, you can view it as sort of, you know, a six chord with the root doubled. So if we're in G, the G is doubled. But you can also view these voicings as an octave with notes harmonized in between. And doubling that octave gives us a pretty full sound. Now, there are other ways of using that octave in more of a melodic fashion, and I'll demonstrate. So what I did there was I had our octave, and I harmonized the notes in between, sort of in G minor sort of land, but that octave is really carrying my melody. So that can come in handy on tunes like Bye Bye Blackbird, when you want to kind of get outside of the normal chord tones and embellish a little more. I'll show you a place where you can use that. We're on the same spot in the melody starting on B flat. So there, instead of going to the diminished passing chord, I chose to just stay kind of close to home in G minor. And going on. So this is more of a diatonic way of harmonizing the melody. This is something you'll hear George Shearing do quite a bit, actually. So that's one more technique you can use to think about harmonizing with block chords. So let's put it all together. Here's a version of the melody to Bye Bye Blackbird, and I'm going to be using some of the chord tones with diminished passing chords that we've talked about, and I'm going to also incorporate some of those grace notes as well as more of an octave harmonization. And I'm going to kind of play around with the melody a little bit and put my own take on it, so let's see how it goes.